Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, January 8th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start with the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks hosted the red-hot Golden State Warriors at the BMO Harris Bradley Center on Tuesday night. Golden State a 101-80 winner. David Lee, 22 points, 18 rebounds. Ersan Ilyasova had 20. Brandon Knight with 18 for the Bucks, who fall to 7-27. Worst record in the association. Head coach Larry Drew says the issue's pretty simple.
We don't know how to win. We do things, you know, we do things the first half that were good to us, where we were successful. And then we come back the second half and we revert back to our old ways.
David Lee led Golden State with 22 points and 18 rebounds. Warriors are red hot. They have won 10 in a row. And head coach Mark Jackson says with a win in Brooklyn, they can be the first team in league history to go 7-0 on a single road trip.
You know, if it's this close, we're going to chase history. We're playing against a well-coached, good basketball team that's playing much better. It's a great opportunity for us. Who would have thought we'd have an opportunity to do something that hasn't been done in the history of this league?
Cleveland Cavaliers defeated the Philadelphia 76ers 111-93. C.J. Miles with 34. Chicago over Phoenix 92-87. Bulls head coach Tom Thibodeau reportedly unhappy with the deal that sent Luol Deng to Cleveland in exchange for Andrew Bynum and three draft choices. The Bulls released Bynum to clear $20 million in salary cap space, and that had the coach unhappy. Washington beat Charlotte 97-83. Indiana over Toronto 86-7. Carmelo Anthony scored 34, leading the New York Knicks over the Detroit Pistons 89-85. The Miami Heat beat the New Orleans Pelicans 107-88. LeBron James with 32. It was San Antonio over Memphis in overtime 110-108. Tim Duncan 24 points, 17 rebounds. Dirk Nowitzki with 27 as Dallas beat the LA Lakers 110-97. It was Denver 129, Boston 98. Utah defeated Oklahoma City 112-101. Gordon Hayward with 37 points. He scored the final 17 points of the game for the Jazz. He's in a groove of late.
Having this time where we're home has helped me a lot. Still have a lot of improvement to be made, and consistency has been huge for me. So hopefully I can keep doing this. Got to continue to be consistent.
Sacramento knocked off Portland 123-119. DeMarcus Cousins with 35 points and 13 rebounds. College basketball, second-ranked Syracuse defeated Virginia Tech 72-52. Number 4 Michigan State over number 3 Ohio State in the Big Ten 72-68 in overtime at the Breslin Center. Seventh-ranked Iowa State is still undefeated. Cyclones beat ninth-ranked Baylor 87-72. Number 13 Duke over Georgia Tech 79-57. 23rd-ranked Creighton a winner over DePaul 81-62. The Green Bay Phoenix have now won 7 in a row. A non-conference road win at Chicago State 98-62. They went on a 16-0 run in the first half, then scored 58 points in the second half. Kiefer Sykes with 21. Alec Brown had 20. Green Bay now 12-3 on the season. They'll be at UW-Milwaukee on Sunday. Fourth-ranked Wisconsin Badgers try to stay unbeaten. They'll host Illinois on Wednesday night at the Kohl Center. To the National Hockey League, Carolina-Buffalo game postponed because of a blizzard in upstate New York. It was the Islanders 5, the Maple Leafs 3. New York scoring 3 goals in the third period. Philadelphia defeated New Jersey 3-2 in overtime. Brayden Schenn with the game-winning goal. It was Nashville 3, San Jose 2. Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Winnipeg Jets 4-2. Getting snubbed on the Canadian Olympic hockey team, Martin St. Louis took it out on the Jets, scoring 2 third-period goals for head coach John Cooper.
That's why he's a champion. That's why he has a Stanley Cup ring, and that's why he's our captain. To go through something like that and respond the way he did, can't say enough about him.
Phoenix shut out Calgary 6-0. St. Louis gets by Edmonton 5-2. Pittsburgh Penguins get a shootout goal from Sidney Crosby in beating Vancouver 5-4. It was Anaheim 5, Boston 2. Minnesota Wild get by the Los Angeles Kings 2-1 in a shootout. And now two football notes. Packers quarterback coach Ben McAdoo reportedly going to interview for the head coaching job with the Cleveland Browns on Wednesday. McAdoo's just 36, joined the Packers staff as a tight ends coach last two seasons as quarterback coach. Browns looking to find a replacement for Rob Chudzinski fired when the season ended. McAdoo also considered a potential offensive coordinator candidate in Miami, which released former Packer head coach Mike Sherman as offensive coordinator this week. And the Dolphins also announced that general manager Jeff Ireland has agreed to part ways with the organization. Meanwhile, General Manager Ted Thompson is going to have a busy offseason trying to prioritize 20 free agents on his roster, including several starters. And that includes wide receiver James Jones, who has his contract coming due.
Man, you know what? To be honest with you, I'm not even worried about it, man. I'm at peace. I'm just chilling. You know, whatever may happen, happens. We'd love to be back here. I've been here for 7 years. We'd love to be back. But, hey, you got to go in the offseason. I don't make decisions up top. I'm going to offseason, talk with my agent, and, you know, we'll go from there.
Other starting players that are going to become free agents, center Evan Dietrich Smith, running back James Starks, fullback John Kuhn. Does he want to return?
Yeah, I don't know. I hope so. I love it in Green Bay. You know, I love playing for the Packers.
Among defensive starters that will be free agents, B.J. Raji, Ryan Pickett, C.J. Wilson, Mike Neal, Sam Shields on the defensive side of the ball. In baseball, the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame vote will be announced on Wednesday. Greg Maddux could break Tom Seaver's record with 98% of the vote in his first year of eligibility. His former teammate with the Braves, Tom Glavine, also up, as is Frank Thomas. Craig Biggio, top returning vote getter from a year ago, is 68% of the vote, but 75% is required. Not a single player elected to the Baseball Hall last year. Alpine skier Lindsey Vonn has been ruled out of the Sochi Winter Olympics because of a lingering knee injury. But her boyfriend Tiger Woods still doing pretty well. Golf Digest magazine reports Woods has eclipsed $1.3 billion in career earnings. Almost 90% of that has come from endorsements. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.